Mark 16:11. They did not believe. I want to give you two strategies on how to pray for people. In the book of Mark chapter 16, we see the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What a glorious day! However, not only is Jesus resurrected, but he appears to a number of people. The Bible tells us in verse 9 that Jesus first appeared to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he cast seven demons. Let's look at some scriptures together. Verse 11 says, "When they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe." Verse 12, "After that he appeared in another form to two of them as they walked and went into the country, and they went and told it to the rest, but they did not believe them either." Verse 14, "Later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen." Did you catch that? Jesus rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart. The Bible tells us that Jesus predicted of his death and resurrection three times to the disciples before he actually died. His first prediction was found in Mark chapter 8, verses 31 through 33. The second was a chapter later in verses 30 through 32. The third prediction was found in the next chapter as well, that he would die and resurrect, found in verses 32 through 34. Jesus predicted his death and resurrection in Mark chapter 8, 9, and 10, but yet they refused to believe and their hearts were hardened. I truly believe this is a message for us today. The Lord is telling us that we need to be praying that unbelief and the hardness of hearts would be uprooted in all people. Keep in mind, Jesus rebuked his disciples. These weren't pagans. They were the people who walked and talked with Jesus daily. These were the believers in him. Therefore, it's clear that the followers of Jesus Christ need to be constantly praying against unbelief and hardness of hearts. We see somewhat of a similar situation in the book of Acts chapter 12, verses 5 through 19. In this section of scripture, we see Peter freed from prison. This is a great story of a miracle, and I think you should read it. But the Bible tells us in verse 12 that many were gathered together praying. What were they praying for? They were praying for the release of Peter from prison. Well, God immediately answered their prayers, and Peter shows up to their house and begins knocking on the door. But check this out in verse 14. A girl named Rhoda recognized Peter's voice, and because of her gladness, she did not open the gate, but ran in and announced that Peter stood before the gate. But they said to her, "You are beside yourself." Yet she kept insisting that it was so. So they said, "It is his angel." Here we see the believers praying for the release of Peter. God miraculously delivers Peter, and they don't even believe in what they're praying for. Why? Well, I believe because of two things. One, unbelief. Two, because of the hardness of their hearts. Recall in the Exodus story of Pharaoh. The Bible says that Pharaoh hardened his heart and stiffened his neck. The Lord is telling us today to pray against unbelief and to pray for the softening of our hearts. Look, this strategy isn't for only unbelievers, but most certainly for the believer as well. Many believers don't believe in divine miracle healings, or they don't believe in the spiritual gifts. Why? Because of unbelief and the hardness of hearts. Let's go after this right now in the name of Jesus. Dear Lord, we come together right now and pray against unbelief in the believers and the non-believers. Lord, we ask that you'd please cleanse us and forgive us for not believing in you and the words that you have spoken. Please wash us and cover us with the blood of Jesus. We ask that you'd please transform lives and bring us into your light. We ask for your help. Lord, we pray that you would begin to soften hearts, even right now. Lord, we could all use more faith. We could all use a softening of the heart. We ask that you would touch each and every one of us right now. We thank you, Lord, and we pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.